Meditation 1. Mother, thank you for waking me up.
Yesterday, I had a nightmare. I was a prisoner in the material world. I was frightened, sad, and depressed. There were constant quarrels and wars in that place, among nations, tribes, and even within and between families. People were so addicted to sex, meat, and intoxication that they slept most of the time, meaninglessly wasting what was left of their lives in useless activities. In this dream, I saw many insane people, starving and homeless, imprisoned by their senses. All the residents of this world were in constant anxiety, a state they projected on each other, resulting in aggression and offenses. There was no trust, because everyone was a cheat. Those that considered themselves a little less sinful, engaged in an impotent religious lifestyle that did nothing to free themselves or their dependence from bondage. I wondered, searching for higher, more meaningful experiences, like a madman, desperately unhappy in my madness. Not wanting to surrender, I tried an assortment of distractions, academic studies, various jobs, and social recreation. I had a multitude of friends, each bringing a different flavor of frustration. I tried to bury my frustration in the opposite sex. Looking for the perfect partner, all I found was a deep dissatisfaction and a nagging conscience reminding me that I was only pretending to be happy. My pain was great, my suffering beyond description. Boredom and misery dogged at my ankles. Thoughts of suicide flirted with me like a lusty mistress. I turned to mysticism and spirituality, seeking the unorthodox for clarification. The more I got involved in organizations, the more unorganized my life became. My torment escalated as I finally understood that this was not my home, but that I knew nothing about my real domain. I joined some devotees. Although not very staunch in their practices, they at least knew they had to get out of this world. Most struggled for a while and then gave up the endeavor, trying again to weave themselves back into the fabric of the illusion. My malice increased daily. I craved the Lord of my heart. I yearned to join Him in His kingdom. I relished his adventures and pastimes and pitied myself for my inability to partake in them. Playing games with my mind, I kept myself busy so that I felt less the weight of my agony. Maybe the problem was me, for most people went about their business undisturbed by thoughts of escape. Perhaps God is not all merciful. How has he abandoned me to such purgatory? I scream for your causeless mercy. All seemed lost until I felt the tender shake of you, dear Divine Mother, and your concern for this, your child. You awakened me from my nightmare. There were no words to describe my relief and happiness in discovering that hellish prison was only dream. I was in indescribable bliss to learn that I had never for one second left the company of my associates in the abode of my master. My father did not abandon me. The tender concern of my mother brought me once again into the magnificent, loving reality of which I was a part. Oh, Divine Mother, I pray that I may never escape your merciful glance. Without your attentiveness, living entities suffer without relief from the hellish illusions and dreams of the material universe. I remain grateful.